Try and imagine standing on your favourite hill so that the horizon's just a little tiny bit lower than you normally.
If you are interested in trying complementary and alternative medicine therapies, then you are certainly not alone. The Chinese traditional medicines, such as acupuncture and herbal medicine, are among the most popular treatments in Western countries.
Pacing, please.
Thank you. So I get sore red areas here.
At a traditional acupuncture center in London, Elizabeth has made appointment to see a practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine about her skin problem. Elizabeth had tried Chinese acupuncture and herbs before and decided to use them again.
I'm interested in alternative medicine anyway, or alternative health. I'm quite open-minded to try different things. But I've also tried Chinese herbs, and I had to cook them up. I had to boil them. They smelt dreadful. They stank the kitchen out. It was awful. I just wondered if I could actually drink the liquid from them afterwards. And when I drank it, I had to hold my nose so that I couldn't smell it in order to drink the whole glass, because I know I couldn't have done it otherwise. Because it does take some perseverance, I have to say.
The traditional Chinese medicine's origins date back several thousand years. Its practice seems a million miles away from the concerns of Western science. University College London Professor David Cohen worries that some patients are taking risk.
They're gullible and they're putting themselves in danger and they're wasting their money. If you're treating a sick person, then yes, you do have to have scientific evidence. You have to have evidence. And you can't go around selling people, especially desperate and ill people, things which don't work. That would be wicked.
Perhaps the millions of Britons using complementary therapy don't need convincing that they work. Which few in this field of research agree on?
In every generation, there are scientists who dismiss Newton, the scientists who dismiss relativity and all the other theories that then become accepted later.
With complementary medicine, the whole approach of it is about individualised care.
You've got to be sophisticated. You can't treat acupuncture just as if it's some kind of drug.
It's a whole bogus question, this thing about evidence. You know, homeopathy works.
The chief doctor of Everwell Chinese Medical Center, Professor Jiafeng An, believes that traditional Chinese medicine can solve some problems that Western medicine cannot do.
Especially some chronic disease, Western medicine have no good effect. For example, some viral infection, because chemical medicine only few kind, antibiotics, steroid. Yeah, no medicine for some viral infection or some special problem. No chemical medicine for tonic, but herbal medicine can tonic body and yeah, make someone stronger, have good immune function.
In the UK, some doctors have urged people to pay for the medicine based on solid evidence. Professor David Cohen thinks it is necessary to strengthen the regulation on complementary medicine.
It is difficult and hard work to do the testing. What's not acceptable is that while a regular drug has to be properly tested for both efficacy and safety, an exemption is made for various forms of what I call quackery, including Chinese herbal medicine. We're allowed to sell those without testing them for efficacy, whereas a regular drug would not be allowed to do that. Now, this seems to me quite unfair, not a level playing field, and it puts people at risk.
If acupuncture can help and herbs have effects, does it really matter what the science behind the results are? Some potentially life-changing experiences cannot, after all, be dissected, bottled, or sold. Perhaps the greatest challenge that traditional medicine presents to science is to accept that there are some things cannot be easily explained, and that the evidence required by some scientists to prove efficacy remains crude, or maybe, with the time pass by, with the less people using the traditional complementary medicine, this popular trend might be slowly on the wane.